Save big money on your bathroom update at Menards. Transform your bathroom with a stunning new vanity from Magic Woods. With over 100 options to choose from, our vanities combine contemporary style with durable materials. Find the ideal piece to create the bathroom you've always wanted. From stylish and elegant to simple and modern, save big money on Magic Woods vanities at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all our great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey folks, Dan Frio here with some breaking news for July 15th, 2025. So if you watch my videos on a daily basis or you just start watching, you're most likely looking at these things because you're looking to buy or refinance. Well, today's headlines that we've been looking forward to, the consumer inflation came in a little bit higher than expected. Don't fret just yet because you can't always judge a book by its cover. We're going to analyze these numbers in detail. And then we're also going to go over to hear what stock traders and bond traders are still saying. Federal Reserve is going to cut in September. We're going to analyze today's inflation numbers, what to expect tomorrow, and will the Federal Reserve actually be cutting in September? Stay tuned. That's what we're going to talk about. So folks, my name is Dan Frio. I do this report twice a day to inform you guys what in the heck's going on with those and the reasons behind it. Today, we're going to see mortgage rates ease a little bit further. Today, the last three or four trading days, they've been up just a tad. But today, here's what we're going to look at. Consumer inflation just came in. But if you just read the highlights, you'd say, okay, this is bad news for inflation. But if you really dive into the details, it's not so bad. So let's look at the numbers that we got so far today. Consumer prices rose in June as President Donald Trump's tariffs begin to slowly work their way through the economy. But here's the numbers I want to go through with you guys. Here's what the charts are looking like. Okay, so they're still way down from the inflation numbers that we had in the past. The Federal Reserve still wants these down to 2%, but it's still way down there, and it's not, it's kind of bumpy roads down to the bottom. This is where they're having a tough time getting down to 2%. But also, if you look down through here, consumer prices, I won't say they spiked out of control. They're basically right in the middle of where we're expecting things to be. But let's look over to the economic calendar, to the numbers on how these numbers should have came in or what was expected by the markets when it comes to inflation today. So what we got today is consumer inflation. Tomorrow we're going to get producer inflation. But I want to show you kind of a trend that's working its way through here. So let's get over to it. So if you look at consumer inflation, the news that we got today, here's what we got. Core inflation. This is one of the main things the Federal Reserve looks at. Core. They look at year over year, and then we also look at month over month to see what projections or trajectory that it's taking. So year over year, it went from 2.8. They expected it to go to 3. This is the numbers I said. It's probably going to come in either at point or maybe just a tad lower. It did come in. It came in at 2.9. So that's a thumbs up. We'll say, yes, it's a little bit frothy from where we were, but it's actually below expectations. Now, over on the core CPI month over month, another factor that the Federal Reserve monitors, number was 0.1. They thought it would go up to 0.3. It only went up to 0.2. So these numbers are kind of what I expected last night. If you don't believe me, check out last night's video right up through here. So now here's the numbers that's being published in the media. CPI, year over year. Well, the Federal Reserve doesn't look at this. They usually focus in on core, and so does most other people. But let's get over to the CPI numbers. Here's what the headlines are reading. Last reading was 2.4. It jumped all the way up to 2.7. It was expected to go to 2.6. So this number is a little bit more frothy than expected. But if you go down through here, the CPI month over month was right on line. So I'm looking at month over month. Let's look at month over month because those are the things kind of pushing forward, because in year over year, we're getting rid of the back end that might have been high numbers. Let's get over to it. So if we look at month over month on the core CPI, we went from 0.1 is supposed to go to 0.3, it went to 0.2. Not a huge increase there. You look at the month over month on the CPI, went from 0.1 to 0.3. Okay, a pretty hefty float there. But here's what we're going to focus in on tomorrow. Producer inflation. Where is this going to take us? So if you start seeing producer inflation take a major jump up, then that's most likely going to roll its way over into consumer inflation. I hope you get me on that one. So PPI is coming in tomorrow. This is basically what I'm really focusing on, how these numbers are going to come in on the producer side, because this is the first spot that we're most likely going to see all the tariff news coming in and the inflation getting pushed through to. So tomorrow we're going to get core PPI month over month. They're expecting it to go from 0.1 to 0.2. And then the PPI month over month for June right through here is 0.1 to 0.3, a major jump there as well. So we're going to focus in on that, because if you start seeing the producer inflation really take a ratchet up, then that's going to gradually move its way over to the consumer inflation, because even last reading, the PPI numbers came in lower than expected. That's why I basically assumed that the CPI this reading was going to be a little bit lower than what they were expecting. So that's what we're seeing in that part of the trades right through there. So over there here, it's still saying that bond traders are still saying there's going to be rate cuts in September, but don't just hold off till September. What happened last September? Well, the Federal Reserve came in and they cut at 50 basis points, one of the biggest cuts they've done in decades. And what happened to interest rates? Well, mortgage rates, they went from 6.2, that's right when the Federal Reserve cut rates, the rates 30-year fixed was right around there. Within about five trading days, it went to 7.2, one of the biggest jump ups that I've seen in my lifetime of doing these. So that's what we're going into right now. But I'm expecting a lot of these numbers to just be kind of cool, and we're going to continue to wait for the tariff news, because the big beautiful tax bill is behind us, and now the only basically unknown in the future that's coming is the big is the tariffs. And I'll be basically coming back to you every day letting you know what's going on with the tariff news, and thus that will be affecting all this stuff through there. So the economic calendar, let's go through it one more time. We got the producer price or the CPI news in for today. Tomorrow we got the PPI. I'll give you my expectations of what I'm expecting on those on my closing bell. Let's get over, and is this changing the tune of what the Federal Reserve is going to do at the next meeting? We basically know that a lot of analysts are saying, okay, the September rate cut's on the cards, but what about July? They're meeting in 15 days. So a week, 2 weeks, and a day. What are they going to do? Well, really, the charts aren't telling us much of anything. Still a 97% chance the Federal Reserve isn't going to change interest rates at the next meeting. But September, now there's over a 60% chance in September they're going to cut. If you look across the board here, that's one of the biggest percentages out there, outlooks out there that we have basically across the board. So most odds are right now on a September rate cut for the Fed. Let's look at the Fed's balance sheet, or what they're looking at. Right now, they're looking at inflation, but they look at the PCE. That's the personal consumption expenditure, but you have to also focus in on the CPI and the PPI. Confused on all this, folks? Please watch me every day for 5-10 minutes. Over about a week or two, you'll get it, and then it'll click, and you'll be like, okay, I'm starting to understand the markets a little bit. And then also, we talk about, just so you guys know, we talk Stock Talk Tuesday. So on Tuesdays, I actually come in, and if you'd like to join me live, we talk about how to invest stocks, bonds, cryptocurrencies. Today, we're going to talk about Bitcoin, because we invested in Bitcoin last September and we're up almost 200%. I'm going to show you basically what is Bitcoin. We're going to take a little bit of a focal point on that. And we're also going to show you how you might be able to buy or trade Bitcoin in your portfolio. So I'm not a financial advisor, folks. All I am is a mortgage advisor. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. My name is Dan Frio. Like I said, I do these reports twice a day to inform you guys what's going on with these things over here. And the reason why I do it is I'm actually a licensed mortgage loan officer, but I'm a federally licensed, meaning I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico, because I work at a federal bank. But the cool thing about our bank is we have a slogan. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Stay tuned. I'm going to give you that here in a second. But let's get over to conclude our report for this morning. Here's what we're seeing across the board. Mortgage rates are, the 30-year fix is around 6.8 right now. That should deteriorate a little bit today as the bond market's dropping right now. So let's get over to the bond market so we can see this. But let's go over to Rick Santelli. Let's let him give you all this news on the consumer inflation. He has a little bit more dynamics than I do, and he's going to go in a little more detail than I do as well. So let's take it over to Rick at CNBC. I'm going to show you how the markets are reacting to this news and more, and then I'm going to prep you for what we're going to talk about later this afternoon on Stock Talk Tuesday and the closing bell. So Rick, take it away for me, buddy.
We do have that breaking news right now. Let's get straight to Rick Santelli for more on that. Rick, take it away.
Yes, this is our June read on CPI, the consumer price inflationary guide. And it is a little warmer than expected on year over year, but headline looks good, up 0.3 as expected. That does follow up 0.1. Up 0.3 will be the second warmest of the year. January was the warmest at up half 1%. This is as expected, but 2/10 hotter than the rearview mirror. If we strip out food and energy, comes in a 1/10 cooler than expectations. Up 2/10, we were expecting up 3, and the rearview mirror was up 1/10. Up 2/10 equals where we were in April. To find a higher number, you're going once again back to January, the high watermark for the year, up 4/10. Now, let's go year over year. Year over year headline, this doesn't include, this includes food and energy, is up 2.7. That's 1/10 hotter than we were expecting. It's 3/10 hotter than our last look at 2.4. And how does it come? 2.7 will be the highest read since January or February. February was 2.8. January is 3.0. So even though it's less than it was at the beginning of the year, it did warm up just a bit. And finally, if we go year over year, X food and energy, arguably, in my opinion, one of the most important numbers, it comes in at 2.9, exactly as expected. But it is 1/10 hotter than the rearview mirror, which was 2.8. 2.9, well, it would be the warmest read since February. Once again, you had January and February 3.3 and 3.1 respectively. So even though we have made progress from the beginning of the year when numbers were higher, we do see a little bump on the year over year. Maybe the best news is the monthly core number up 2/10. It certainly seems as though the market was expecting this or worse because interest rates initially moved lower, were basically unchanged pre-number. 10-year note now hovering at 440 actually is less. We were around 441, 442 before the number. If you look at what's going on with the yield curve, we see that the short rates are virtually unchanged. Long rates are moving down a little more aggressively. And that would make sense if the inflation data is less than the worst case scenario, the long end reflecting that. And of course, we want to pay very close attention to the yield curve at this point, because it really has been about whether it's steepening or flattening. A lot has to do with the short maturities and how they relate to the Fed. Obviously, we're not going to get a July rate cut, at least deemed by market activity and most economists and analysts. So we want to watch the complexion of the curve. I would say that use 50 basis points as your guide on the difference between 10s and 2s. Becky, back to you.
Fantastic. And so he gives us a little more context than I usually go through. And that's why I bring in and Rick for that. So what he said is basically the markets were anticipating this or worse. So let's get over to see what the bond market's doing right now. Fantastic day. So we got a up 14 ticks. We're pinging back where we were yesterday. Remember I said we got to fill in this gap. I'm hoping we get to 99.38 and we're right almost there to the button. So we filled in this gap and we rallied above that. So we're okay positions right now. And I'm expecting this continue to rally. But we're going to focus in. The markets may be kind of softening right now at this, at an up 14, up 15, up 16, maybe, and halting because they're waiting now possibly for tomorrow's data when it comes to the producer inflation. So we'll focus in on that tomorrow, and I'll come back with you on the news on that as well. So that is it for today, folks. Again, the MBSs are down or up 14 ticks. Means mortgage rates are going to go down just a little bit today. But that might give you an entry point into maybe checking to see if this is enough savings if you're looking to refinance. But don't forget, we will be back on Stock Talk Tuesday live today at 2 o'clock. We're going to be talking Bitcoin right through here. Check this out before you join me today. BITX. This is Bitcoin times 2, meaning whatever Bitcoin does, it multiplies it by 2. So if it's going up, you're making a ton of money. If it's going down, you're going to lose your ass. So go over to here. We are up 175%. I'll show you what investments I did and what actually I recently added to my personal positions just recently in Bitcoin as well. So my name is Dan Frio. Hopefully I can help you guys if you're out there looking to or navigating home ownership or looking to refinance. You can visit me at theRateUpdate.com to learn more about me and my team. Here's what we do though, folks. Here's that one application, one credit pool thing that we talk about. So I work at a federal bank. We're set up with 34 other banks right now. And how does that help you guys? Well, let me explain how it works. The more lenders I have in the background, the more options you have. And here's how it works. When you come to my website and you put in your application, I'm not only going to check what my bank can do for you, I'm going to check 33 other banks because I can use their programs, I can use their rates, and I can even use like systems like this that they have. One of our investors has, you can get up to $7,000 if you're looking to purchase a home. So if you qualify for this, or maybe you qualify for some other programs, please reach out to us. We'd love to help you in any way we can. If you're actually looking to navigate home ownership, or you're trying to kick the tires and seeing if I refinance, does it make sense? And how much money could I save? So thanks for watching, folks, today. I hope you can reach out to us if you're looking to buy or refinance. Love to be able to help you. I'll be back later today with the closing bell, as well as Stock Talk Tuesday. So I hope to see you guys then. I got to run because I got a lot of work to do this morning. Have a great day. See you at 2 o'clock. Bye-bye.